On the show today, we have NAFQ's Carrie Hunt talking about working with House representatives on bringing ADA change to the forefront. Check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have NAFQ's very own Carrie Hunt back on the program. How are you, Carrie?
I'm doing well. And yourself, Mike?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. And you guys, oh my gosh, before we get into the whole ADA thing, you guys are having some tremendous weather back in your neck of the woods. It's like summertime almost there.
We are. I must admit, it was hard to come back after lunch, but you know,
it's like 70 degrees.
It'll turn cold again.
It's crazy. But right now, enjoy basking in the summertime sun over there. Hey, but we're talking about NAFQ working with Representative Ted Poe from Texas and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Gulate.
Gulate?
Gulate. Okay.
Gulate.
Okay, good lot. I was thinking Starbucks there for a second, but that's a whole nother story. But you know, they're bringing the ADA change to the forefront. So what's going on there? Because there's a new bill that's been passed, and you guys supported it, obviously. And so what's the latest going on there?
Well, the issue of ADA accessibility from a physical standpoint, in addition to the ADA accessibility from a website standpoint, mm-hmm. Have been going on for quite some time.
Yep.
And on the Judiciary Committee has long been looking at the ADA and trying to figure out what our appropriate standards are. And relative to frivolous litigation on the physical location standpoint, there was an issue that institutions weren't being given an opportunity to cure any potential deficiencies with the ADA before moving on to litigation. This bill has been around for a while. We've worked with Representative Ted Poe's office for months and months and months and months on whether or not there should be something similar or what the lay of the land is relative to website accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly we think that litigation is never the answer to immediately go to litigation.
Right.
You know, our goal is to make sure that, you know, people with disabilities have, you know, fair and equitable access to certain services.
Right.
But how that gets executed, has been an issue in the past. And specifically relative to websites, we've now seen a lot of these lawsuits relative to unclear standards.
Right.
And we're continuing to hear from our members on a daily basis.
Really?
About these issues. Yes, it
wow.
is extremely frustrating. It is very time consuming, and it really takes away from credit unions trying to serve their members.
Mm-hmm. Does this bill do anything to kind of set a precedent or clear up the confusion at all? Or does it do anything like that?
This bill doesn't do anything relative to websites because
okay.
it's still unclear as to, you know, what level of protection, you know, the ADA standards have for websites accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
What did happen is that there were, you know, some comments made on the floor that if it were determined by, you know, the courts, the Department of Justice, that a clear standard for websites accessibility should apply, then this type of bill, which gives an opportunity to cure certain things, you know, should be extended to websites as well.
Exactly.
So it certainly reflected that policymakers are thinking about this. They're thinking about it very, very thoughtfully, and we're trying to move in the right direction.
And the gist of this bill was like to come up with compliance before a lawsuit can be processed, which seems like a fair way of
right.
doing things. You don't just take somebody to court just because, you know, you give them a chance to comply.
Keep in mind, you know, the ADA isn't designed to give damages. It is you want the individual with a disability to have the access, the
right.
fair and equitable access
right.
that they legally have the right to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why having a cure rule is so effective, because again, the goal is for access, not for litigation.
Exactly.
And this is coming from an attorney, I guess. Support the ability of our justice system, but you know, it's always an expensive proposition.
It is indeed. So switching gears a little bit here, you and Brandy Bruyé, your fellow worker there at NAFQ, were in court on last Friday, kind of showing support for a Virginia credit union that was undergoing some of the same things that are happening across the nation right now. What transpired?
There's been a number of cases in the Eastern District of Virginia and other jurisdictions in Virginia and across the country for credit unions who have filed motions to dismiss when they've gotten sued under the ADA. So this was one of those cases, and oral arguments were held, and the judge is taking the matter under advisement, and then he will rule on the motion to dismiss. So we are still trying to get a body of case law, get courts to agree that either for certain plaintiffs, they don't have standing to even sue the credit union, additional clarity on whether or not websites are even considered public accommodation. So, you know, we need clarity one way or the other. Using the courts is a very cumbersome way to do it. But this is what we are have right now, unfortunately, and we're continuing to push every single avenue we can to try to come up with a good result for our members.
Do you see a timeline on this when it will let up, or is this just something is just kind of a fast moving freight train going down the tracks right now, and we're trying to put the brakes on?
This has been going on not just in credit unions but in other industries for months and months and months. Yeah. I spoke to one of my fellow government affairs colleagues who represents the ski resort industry, and they're getting hit with these
really?
Lawsuits, and they're very proud of what they do for disabled people relative to ski slopes. And so there's, again, this is not limited to credit unions, but unfortunately we are one of the industries who are being targeted by these plaintiffs' attorneys, and we have to continue to try to push back and do what we can to create legal certainty so that we don't have a reason for these lawsuits to go forward.
Exactly. And they do nothing but just clog up the courts for something extremely more important to be covered or heard. That's the sad thing about it.
You said it, Mike.
I did. And I'm going to stick by it. Well, because they do. I mean, they clog up the system for other people for more important things to be talked about, you know? So it's good that you guys are bringing it to light, and you guys are working with representatives there on Capitol Hill trying to get something to get through to, you know, to slow this, again, this freight train down that's spanning across the nation. Now, like you said, you're getting calls every day from that, you know, from people that you help, and got to slow it down somehow.
Exactly.
All right. All righty. Well, anything else? Anything else to add here, Carrie, on this front? Because it doesn't sound like it's going to go away anytime soon, unfortunately.
No, we don't expect to go away anytime soon. We, you know, will be meeting again with the Department of Justice next week. Okay. We are, you know, continuing to push for change and clarity, and, you know, to be, unfortunately, again, we'll end the interview the way I think we did our last one, which is to be continued.
Exactly. Stay tuned. All right, Carrie, thanks again for your time and your good work you guys are doing there at NAFQ as well. We appreciate it, and we will be talking again, I'm sure. So thank you again.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.